Good morning. You are listening to the Morning Interview over Raven Radio. And my guests today are Sitka Public Library Director Andrew Murphy, Brooke Schaefer, Senior Library Assistant, and Tina Johnson, Volunteer Coordinator of the Writers Read Program. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Good morning, Erin.
So I want to start off by talking about the Writers Read Program. And Brooke, you started that program in 2012, and I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about the origins of it.
Sure. Well, Writers Read kind of came about because of two things happening in my life right around the same time. My sister, who lives outside of town, is a writer and was getting published and telling me about this opportunity she was having with her publications to give readings in conjunction with the publications, and just sharing with me about the experience of that, the nervousness that came with it, but also the excitement and what it was like to be able to go and share her art publicly with an audience, and that people were appreciative of it. And it kind of struck me how, we don't have anything like that in Sitka, or we didn't at the time, and that seemed like an exciting opportunity, also nerve-wracking, but really something special. A lot of artists have ways to share their art, particularly visual art or music, but writers do their work alone, and then they often don't get a public way to share it unless it's published. So that was interesting for me to have kind of percolating in my head. And then simultaneously, I was in grad school for an MFA in poetry, and I had to complete a community project for my second year. And it was just kind of wide open. You could do whatever you wanted, but it was sort of a try to fill something, a gap in your community. And so I realized like that was the perfect gap, that we didn't have a place for writers to share their reading publicly. So I did it as a school project, excuse me, but it was it definitely filled a niche in Sitka and just continued it beyond the school project.
And it seems like it's really caught on. And for those who don't know, the Writers Read program is a monthly event showcasing literary artists in Sitka. And Tina, would you share a little bit about how the Writers Read program became something that the Island Institute took over and what the program looks like now?
Yes, I think Brooke, when you were ready to take a break from coordinating Writers Read, then you offered it to the Island Institute for them to continue. And I had been a pretty steady audience member for Writers Read when Brooke was running it and was enthusiastic about the program. So when Island Institute took it over, I just asked if I could help coordinate it and work on it to keep it going, and they graciously said yes, and so that's how I became involved.
She was also a reader, I want to point out, too, during the first year, I suspect.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And how accomplished of a writer do you need to be to participate in this program? Like, I enjoy writing poetry. I've never had anything published. Is this something I could participate in?
Absolutely. I think Brooke and I both agree that it is for writers of all levels and all experiences. Brooke did a really good job when she was running the program of getting students involved. And we've recently been talking about our desire to get students involved again. So that's something that we're looking to do, here in the near future.
And has the program or has the series changed since you started it, Brooke?
I mean, from my perspective, it's stayed the same. Maybe Tina can talk more about it as far as what has been happening in the last few years. But it's really been about getting writers from all levels and walks of life to come out and have the chance to sort of perform their writing. I think that's still what it does. What would you say, Tina?
I would say that the model that Brooke set up was so great that I didn't feel like I wanted to change it at all. But it has changed locations several times. Started out in Yaw Chapel and then was in the Island Institute offices for a while. And then most recently now, since Andrew's come on board at Sitka Public Library, we've moved over to Sitka Public Library for the evenings that we present.
Great. And I would love to talk a little bit more about the library's involvement, and specifically the partnership with the Island Institute and the Sitka Public Library to create this podcast service. Andrew, would you mind sharing a little bit about Sitka Sounds and other podcast services that are happening through the library?
Yeah, so Sitka Sounds is the name of the service for the podcast service. And there'll be many categories in the future, hopefully. Right now there's two, and one of them is Writer's Read. So there are currently three Writer's Read episodes posted on the library's. You can access it through the library's website, just on the main homepage. If you click on Sitka Sounds and listen to work from five different participants in the last 2 months. And it's just an additional outlet for the people that participate in Writer's Read to share their work. So if their friends and family can't attend the event, there's still a way for the people to listen to their work, and it'll hopefully be saved for posterity, and people can listen to it 100 years from now too. Because, you know, part of the library is also an archive. We have a local history room, and you know, I'm hoping all of the content for the podcast service will be retained and saved. Oral history projects are really common in libraries, basically since recorded sound has been an option. So podcasts and libraries are kind of just an evolution of the library's role of collecting oral histories, and that will also be a category of the podcast service too. I am going to actually interview Nancy Ricketts this weekend, and that'll be the first recording for that category or series of the podcast.
And a few minutes ago, you were sharing with me some other ideas you have for other podcasts. Could you share those with our listeners?
Yeah, so it'll take a long time to develop a lot of content and have it posted, but I am hoping to have all sorts of different categories. And as somebody new to Alaska, I'm hoping to kind of collect some stereotypical cliche Alaska stories, like about bears and whales. And if anybody is interested in recording their encounters with those critters, feel free to contact me, and I'd be happy to record your stories.
And shifting back to the Writer's Read series, I know the three of you are involved in recruiting or identifying different writers in the community. How do you find these writers? Tina, especially, I know you're involved with a lot of the coordinating. We'd love to hear how that happens.
Yeah, well, we first of all, I want to also mention that Island Institute is also involved in supporting this program. The new interim director there, Aurora Lang, as well as Peter Bradley, the past director, have both been very supportive, as well as the board. But, you know, it kind of starts with a sign-up sheet at the event. And so we contact people who sign up for the next event. And then we also are just kind of sniffing around town looking for writers. And is that true, do you think, Brooke?
Well, sometimes we even do radio interviews and the host inquires, and we can recruit people that way.
Yeah, Erin, what month do you want to do?
You know, I actually signed up to do a reading.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
In May or June, I will be reading.
Oh, wonderful. That's right. There is going to be one in June.
The next one is coming up in June.
And we can hear Erin's work. I think that's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but it'll be exciting. Yeah. It'll give me a good excuse to write more.
Right, one thing I will say is that the audiences at Writer's Read are very kind.
Yeah, that was my impression. I've only been to one so far, the most recent one where Catherine Klusmeyer and Abigail Bliss and Mackenzie DeVries all read their work, and it was, very moving reading and wonderful to encounter different writers in our community.
Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the most interesting things for me in the beginning of this whole creating Writer's Read, was just how receptive the community was, how supportive. We have such a great community that supports art and art of all kinds. And so people came out, people wanted to hear what community members were writing and support their work and their art. And that's just a great, you know, kudos to Sitka. That was really cool. So writers can also take that to heart too, and not be quite as nervous when they perform, that people are here to listen and support them.
So if there are writers listening in the Sitka community who want to share their work, they can contact any of you, or what's the best way for them to sign up right now?
Well, certainly they could drop their name at Sitka Public Library with Brooke or Andrew. Contact me as well.
And as a final question, Andrew, I know you've spoken about this already, but I would love to hear a little bit about the Love Your Library social media campaign that's happening.
Right. So every Monday at 10 a.m., we post a photo of somebody from the community on our Facebook page, and usually making a book recommendation. Sometimes it's a DVD recommendation or just a different library service. And it's just a way, actually, back in December, Brooke created a staff picks with picks display, and it was photos of library staff making book recommendations. And I just thought it'd be fun to kind of extend the invitation to make recommendations to the public. So that's kind of where that came from. And Facebook is a good way to share that with everybody. Although everybody's welcome to come and look at our book display at the library every day too. But that's all it is. Just basically community members sharing their book recommendations and appreciation of other library services. And everybody's welcome to participate with that too. So if you're willing to come have your photo taken and plug a book you like, I'd be happy to take your picture and write down a quote from you.
If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio with Andrew Murphy, Brooke Schaefer, and Tina Johnson talking about programming at the Sitka Public Library and Island Institute, the Writers Read program, Love Your Library social media campaign, and the new podcast service, Sitka Sounds. Thank you all for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.